You sprint around the corner, hands bracing against the ancient stone brick as you pivot around and keep moving through the dusty hallway. This place, an unassuming dungeon at the outskirts of the foothills, was supposed to be abandoned. An easy run, they had said. A simple scavenging job with a four-way split of the loot. But where was the rest of your party now? Had everyone else already made it out? Were you the only one still in the dungeon? You try to focus on running, jumping over a crumbled pillar as you try to avoid reminding yourself of what you're running from. You try, but you know it's futile. Even now, as you suck in air between each movement, the thought of that horrid thing pervades your mind. You only got the barest glimpse of it, but even so, you instantly knew that your party was no match for it. Your ranger let out a horrid shriek, turning and shouting for everyone to run. You turned to run too, but something slammed into your back, knocking you to the floor. You recall seeing it in your peripheral vision as you stumbled back to your feet, wincing at the thought. Seeing it rise from that pitch black pool of water, that wriggling purple form, that welcoming smile, dripping with promises of unimaginable obscenity. The image sends shivers through your core. Whatever happens, you cannot stay here with that thing. You need to get out. Now. The thud of your boots echoes through the halls, but no matter how fast you run, you can't shake the feeling that your pursuer is always right behind you. You're not far now. You've always had a good memory, and you're sure that the archway you entered the dungeon from is just up these steps ahead. Not long now. It should only be about 5 seconds until freedom is in view. Five. You think you hear something behind you, and you don't care to look back. Four. You bound up the hewn stone staircase, 2 steps at a time. Three. Your lungs are screaming for rest, and you do your best to ignore them. Two. Your legs are burning, your muscles heaving and threatening to betray you, but you silence their protests and spur them onwards. You hear another noise behind you. It takes your brain a moment to process it. A laugh. No. Even worse. A soft, feminine giggle. Laughter. Amusement. That's all this is to her. A game of chase. One. You're almost at the top. Just a few more steps to go and you'll be free from this place. You won't play her game. You won't be her victim. There, the doorway is in sight, and then... And then... You come to face a wall. You blink in confusion. A massive mound of stone blocks the gap where the doorway should have been. It's closed. It was the rest of your party. The coward made it out before you and locked the door. Your face contorts in panic as you rush at the door, screaming as you pound your fists against it. They've trapped you. Trapped you in here with that thing. They left you to die. The monsters. You kick and push with all of your strength, but it's no use. The boulder is far too heavy for you to move on your own. You're trapped in here, and there's no way out. Of course you don't accept that. You kick and push with all your might, screaming and pleading for the rest of your team to come save you. You kick and scream and flail until you find your strength suddenly leaving you, and you crumple to your knees as your voice grows hoarse, a choking sob escaping your lips. Moist, squishing sounds follow her giggle, and you know, she's right behind you. You're going to die here. You are so incredibly and completely fucked. Well, if you're going to die here, you might as well see what your killer looks like, right? You slowly turn your head towards the end of the corridor. Not 10 paces away stands your pursuer, and now that you have a clear look at her, you recognize her for what she is. A mind flayer. You crack an insane smile as you resign yourself to your fate. It would have been better to die curled up in a ball. You shouldn't have looked. Her head and torso could be seen as human. If humans had oily, purple skin, marked with glowing, bioluminescent eyes. Her form is too insane to view clearly, other than her two mostly normal arms. All you can see is a writhing mass of tentacles. She wears no clothing. Her flailing appendages grope and squeeze at her large, feminine breasts, hearing what sounds like sludge dragging against rock as she leisurely moves towards you. You shut your eyes and clamp your hands over your ears. So, this is how it ends for you. A slow, agonizing death as she sucks out your brain matter. If only you had stayed on the family farm. Well, at least you got to see a pair of amazing tits before you die, right? Well, thank you, husband. I'm so flattered that you feel that way. You blink, and then blink again. She can speak. How did you hear her so clearly with your ears covered? And wait. What did she call you? You turn to look at her again and find that she's directly in front of you now. She smiles sweetly at you, bending over to look at your slumped over form, her generous chest dangling and swaying right in front of your eyes. Her breasts keep you spellbound for a moment until you dare to dart your eyes upwards, meeting hers. Her eyes are so much more than that. Meeting her gaze paralyzes you. A glance into her enigma that saps away your fear. You see tentacles reaching towards you with your peripheral vision, but you no longer care. Her eyes are so beautiful. So magical. You remain still as a tentacle wraps around your waist and legs, hoisting you up under your armpits as she straightens her posture. She holds you securely in the air with her tentacles, her mad smile widening as you maintain eye contact with her. She leans a little closer to you, the pale yellow glow of her eyes shining like stars in the twilight. Her lips move. And you hear her say, "Mindfucked manslut, say what?" "What?" you ask. A thin tentacle slips into your ear with a wet slurp. You're finally broken from your trance and you open your mouth to scream. But all that comes out is a slurred, "Huh?" Your ears are ringing. Your hearing is fuzzy, but there's no pain. After a few seconds, the high-pitched whine softens, fading into a gentle, even pleasant kind of buzzing and rumbling inside your head. Your body goes limp. Your eyelids turn heavy as any desire to fight or struggle are drained out of you in an instant. Your face tingles, as if you had just listened to a particularly inspiring piece of music. The dripping ambiance of the dungeon is now replaced with a gentle squishing as her tentacles explore you. Her movements build up heat within you. It's subtle at first, but grows quickly, and you soon find yourself covered in sweat, sweltering like a pig on a hot summer day. Your jaw goes slack, and you groan in discomfort at the fire raging within you. Oh, there, there. Let's get these rags off of you. That should help. You can't manage to reply, as her multiple appendages slide over your body, stripping you of your armor before she uses her mostly human hands to unbutton your tunic. You sigh in release as she strips your torso bare, suddenly feeling much cooler as air brushes against your naked skin. You gasp as you feel her cool, slithering touch against your exposed flesh. You should find it revolting. You should try and squirm away. But it just feels oddly pleasant. You maintain your drowsy calm, completely at ease in the embrace of this monster. That quickly changes as you feel her tentacles sliding into your pants, wrapping around your waistband, and beginning to tug. No. You whimper in protest, lucid again, eyes snapping wide as you plead with her. Yes. She doesn't give you a choice. Another wave of that wonderful, tingling sensation floods your senses, keeping you calm and docile. Your lips curl up in a blissful, tired smile, a trickle of drool escaping your lips as her tentacles give a firm tug, drawing your pants down and tossing them aside along with your small clothes. Your eyes become half-lidded, and you moan as you feel the cool dungeon air on your now entirely naked body. The heat in your body shifts to your nether regions, and a stiff need takes over as you grow erect. You moan and suddenly gasp as one of her tentacles brushes against your shaft and your eyes dart to hers, silently pleading with her to do it again. She smiles lovingly at you, extending a hand to your face to brush a finger against your cheek. Her lips do not move, but you can hear her speaking all the same. What do you want? You falter. Surely you have more fight in you than this. There must still be an inkling of resistance left. What's left of your ego won't allow you to eagerly submit to this monster. A part of your mind that is not your own asks why you shouldn't simply give in to these delightful sensations. You struggle to provide a worthy answer, and you feel the mind flayer grow impatient. Her tentacle reaches further inside, the blissful tingling plumbing the very depths of your mind. Your body is racked with a burning heat, the blissful chiming of her presence as your captor remakes your mind, molding your thought process to her liking. Your mind is hers now, Resistance is the last thing you would ever want to consider. What do you want? She asks again. I want to come, you pant. Good boy. She rewards your obedience by wrapping her teasing tentacle around your shaft, coiling around your throbbing cock like a snake constricting its prey. She squeezes your organ gently, squishing her slimy substance against you and rubbing it into your flesh. You gasp in delight as purple overtakes your peripheral vision, beginning to thrust your hips into her coil. You groan as she responds to your movement, jerking and squeezing your aching cock as her smile grows even wider. All you can hear is the sloshing of her tentacles as she stimulates you. All you can see is her face, smiling and reassuring you of the pleasure to come. Lust and sin are where your thoughts begin and end. You want to fuck her. You want her to fuck you. You want to come. Want to come in her, on her, for her. Her tentacles squirm around inside your ears, slapping against your chest and legs, swirling around your entire body and coating you with her sticky arousal. You let out a raspy groan, your lips curling up in delight as you loose a blissful giggle. She smiles as she observes your newfound compliance and decides to reward you. More of her tentacles gather at your crotch, each assigned with separate tasks. One begins to pump the swollen head of your cock, eliciting stronger groans of pleasure from you. Another flicks your hanging orbs, coating your sack with her slime before wrapping around your balls, lovingly massaging them. You pant and moan, your tongue lolling out of your mouth as you soak in her affection. You feel extremely lightheaded, as if you're suffering through a dozen drug-induced highs all at once. You want to come. You need to explode. To coat this gorgeous monster's tentacles with your essence. You need to fully bask in the pleasure she can offer. But you can't. No matter how hard you try, how hard you flex your muscles, or how hard you buck into her tentacles, you just can't find release, making you cry out in frustration. Oh, I know it's difficult, darling, but try to enjoy it for me. Your release will feel so much better when I properly build it up. Another tentacle crawls up your torso before arriving at your mouth. You open your mouth without question, staring into her eyes as you suck on the tip of her slimy appendage, flicking your tongue against it. Oh. Such a good boy. Pleasing me like that. Here, I'll answer in kind. She giggles, adding another tentacle to your cock, this one jerking along your shaft as others work your tip, making you moan and thrash that much more. Oh no, it's still too early to come, lover. Although, I do have a good idea of how to pass the time. tell me, in the days before your trip here, did you notice anything strange about your party members? No. Well, I suppose that means she did a very good job then. Specifically, I was referring to the ranger in your group. Her eyes shine in pleasure as you continue to suck and lick on her tentacle. She takes hold of your body, tilting you and drawing you closer to her until your head rests between her breasts. Her tentacle withdraws from your mouth, and you gleefully take one of her offered nipples and begin to suckle her. Such a skilled tongue. I was right to choose you. Now, as I was saying, well, I suppose I could just tell you. But it would be much more fun to show you. Light flashes into your mind as your consciousness is overwhelmed and you're taken elsewhere. You're no longer yourself, but a woman. No, you're the ranger woman from your party, to be more precise. You're wandering through this very dungeon alone. But that can't be right. You all went here for the first time as a team together, right? I'm afraid not, darling. You see, your lovely little ranger is a bit more financially motivated than the rest of you. After all, who was it that told you about this place? She's right, you realize. No one other than her had even heard of this dungeon before. She must have gone ahead to scout on her own. Fool. The images in your head change again, and you watch her explore the dungeon, playing through her memory on fast forward. You watch as she stumbles into the Mind Flayer's chambers, eyes agape as she is stripped and violated by your lover's many tentacles, swiftly melting her into an eager, drooling mess of whimpering pleasure. Oh, yes. She was a lot of fun to play with. She has such a gorgeous body, doesn't she? That chest piece of hers really does an impressive job of concealing how big her tits are. Have you ever seen her naked before? She doesn't wait for an answer. Instead, she simply dives into your mind and scours your memories as she continues to violate your willing body. So you caught a peek of her as she was exiting the bath, did you? Naughty boy. Although, I can't say I blame you. She really is quite spectacular. Oh yes, which reminds me, all of your friends are quite safe and sound on their way back to town now. Although, I do hope you can forgive the ranger of her little betrayal. I ordered her to lure you here. Yes, specifically you. So that she could introduce you to me. She played her part rather well, didn't she? Such a good little plaything. Feeding on her is just exquisite. Oh, yes. I should explain that as well, shouldn't I? More visions play out inside your head. This time experienced from the Mind Flayer's perspective. You watch as the ranger returns to the dungeon. An eager grin on her face, stepping into the dungeon as she peels her own clothing off. You watch another lovemaking session at tremendous speed, watching the woman scream in ecstasy as your lover slips her tentacles into her various holes. It just makes me hungry thinking about it. You see, my kind craves a man's essence just like any other type of monster. However, while I'm sure your semen is going to be delicious, I personally feed on things less literal. Let me show you. You fall back into your own mind, your body suddenly jerking with pleasure as you're instantly brought to orgasm. You suck in raspy breaths as your cock throbs, yet you don't feel the familiar contractions of an orgasm, nor any semen jutting from your cock. You're about to look at her for an explanation when you're submerged in a strong, slurping sensation, feeling her tentacles pulse and drain some invisible force from you. You groan in ecstasy, barely able to thrust your hips as you contort in her sticky, delirious embrace. You are absolutely delicious, darling. I think I could do this all day. Do you understand now? You quivered like you were orgasming because your mind thought you were. You see, while mind flayers are rare, it's common knowledge that humans are our prey. But contrary to popular belief, we don't eat them. Instead, I consume all those incredible sensations of your sexual pleasure, devouring the very ecstasy I give you. That is my nourishment. You get fucked by a gorgeous monster, and I get a tasty meal. Isn't that a nice exchange? Now, I know what you're thinking. You think I'm going to make you my thrall like the ranger, right? Well, not quite. You see, I've been looking for a man like you for a while now. I have a very specific set of preferences for a man, which you fit quite nicely. It won't be any old brute of an adventurer that I'll make my husband. No. I need someone with a strong, inquisitive mind. One smart enough to be intellectually stimulating, like yourself. Oh, yes, darling, I'm going to keep you. You'll get to stay here, with me, forever. You'll be my husband, and I'll be your loving wife. Doesn't that sound just wonderful? Yes. You literally can't think of anything more perfect. Well, I appreciate your enthusiasm, lover. But there is one more thing you should be aware of before you accept. Coupling with a mind flayer, or any star spawn for that matter, changes a human. Take the ranger, for example. Yes, she may look human, but she has the hunger of a monster now. Once a shy little wallflower, I turned her into a sensual goddess. One who lives to experience every pleasure this world has to offer. More memories flash into your mind. You observe the ranger again, watching her bounce atop some unknown man, her huge tits jiggling as she grins and laughs. You watch her making out with another woman, thinly concealed behind a bar counter. You watch her as she leans against the wall of your guild hall, right next to your room. Your doors open a crack, and you can observe yourself lying on your bed, jerking your hard cock and stifling a moan as you crane your neck upwards. She dips a finger into her dripping cunt, biting her lip as she watches you masturbate. She was watching you touch yourself. Oh, naughty girl. Well, I suppose it's only fair since you spied on her too. And every time my thrall returns to me, she offers me all the pleasure she's experienced since our last meeting. We indulge together, reliving her memories as I feed on her. And every time, she grows a little bit hungrier and a little bit needier. Every time her mind becomes less like a human's and more like a monster's. She begins to crave the sensation of a lover's hand running across her body, to long for the feeling of being filled by a man's cock. She yearns to be desired by those who gaze at her naked body. All her reservations will be melted away as she grows more obscene with every day. And when you give her a few years, she'll eventually change physically too. What do you think? Would she look good in purple? I think she'd make a gorgeous mind flayer. But the changes in a male, well, let's leave that a secret for now, It'll be so much more fun as a surprise. You let out a pained groan as you flick your tongue against her nipple. She's been edging you this entire time, building your pleasure up and ordering your mind to trick your body into thinking you've finally been granted release. Multiple orgasms have already racked your mind, yet your physical form shudders under the building pressure, desperate for release. Oh, yes. You've been such a good boy for me. I think you've earned it now. Are you ready to offer me your entire being? Ready to become mine? You groan your consent into her breast, moving your body as much as her embrace will allow. You want her. You need her. You need to give yourself to her. If she doesn't grant you release soon, you fear your heart might give out. Oh, there's no need to worry about that, husband. I'd never allow any harm to befall my chosen mate. Now, come for me. The tentacle you had been so diligently licking earlier stops rimming around the tight knot of muscle at your rear, and suddenly begins to press into your ass, using your own saliva as lubricant. You pull off of her breast and scream in ecstasy, but she uses that as an opportunity to slip another new, slimy tentacle into your mouth. You eagerly suck on it, delighting in her delicious, cool taste, as her other limb begins to fuck your ass, pressing against your prostate and causing your cock to throb and jerk. Your ecstasy is multi-layered, and your lover plays with your mind and body at the same time. Finally, two orgasms begin to rise at the same time, each as real as the other, and promising to melt away your sanity for good. Yes. Give it to me, husband. I want to taste you. I want to drink in your bliss as you finally become mine. Give in to the pleasure. Yes, come for me. Come Now, explode for me. Oh, yes. Yes. Your tormentor finally grants you release, biting her lip in delight as she watches you flail in her embrace, spurting your warm cum all over her body, her mind linked so intimately with yours. She knows just how good it feels as a mental and physical orgasm burn through you simultaneously. Moaning and dipping a tentacle into her cunt as she feeds on your unimaginable pleasure, you moan and groan as her tentacles milk you, granting you the longest and most powerful orgasm of your life. And promising you that the ones to come will only be stronger still. Your sanity is gone now. Lost, as you spurted it into her slimy embrace. All of your thoughts have been melted away by the divine pleasure of your Eldritch lover. You feel incredibly exhausted by the lovemaking session, gazing happily into your mistress's eyes as you fall into a peaceful sleep in her embrace. She cradles you against her breasts, smiling at you as she strokes your head. The next time, the Ranger Woman, my faithful thrall, returns to the dungeon. She enters my chambers already naked, her sex dripping with anticipation of feeding me her joy. Her eyes go wide when she sees the odd squid-like creature attached to my pelvis, cupping her breasts and beginning to finger herself as she watches me tend to my husband. I reach down and give a loving squeeze to the creature's tentacles, causing more delicious white fluid to spurt out of him and into me. I shudder. Eyes rolling back for a moment as I savor his bliss. He's mine now, and deserves to spend every moment inside of me, indulging my body while I gorge myself on his sensations. God. I'll return his lucidity eventually. Sanity and insanity are so much more malleable than humans tend to think. Besides, there wouldn't be much fun in taking a permanent mate if I only intend to feed on him. More than just a source of entertainment and nourishment, I do truly crave to have a partner that can be my intellectual equal. But in order to do that, his mind will need to be sufficiently expanded. And that could take a few years. Or decades. I extend a finger and beckon my moaning thrall to come forward and serve me, widening my ever-present smile at the thought of the pleasure to come.